Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Divinity Spiritual Online Weekly Channeling. Tonight we have with us yet again is Joanne, and Joanne is a teacher, an author, a spiritual artist, a spiritual intuitive, a healer, and I'm sure there's a few things I'm forgetting about her right now. But some of you are used to her channeling from the past. She's channeled Jesus, Mary Magdalene, the Nephilim, angels of the ninth dimension in high heaven. And usually with these channelings, not only is there new information, important information, healing is involved as well. So without further ado, Joanne, how are you this evening?
I'm good. How are you, Jane?
Doing well. Thank you. Thank you. A couple of technical glitches, but other than that, everything's going well. Right.
Oh, good. Good. We'll make
is there anything?
It.
Yeah, I think we will. Is there anything that you want to chat about before you begin?
Yeah. So, again, usually I talk a little bit about the process of channeling for people who are not familiar with it. It's just that I do it by tuning into the energy. So as we were getting ready to start today and as you were talking, I started to feel the energy, and I get sometimes visual images. I feel different presences. And tonight I got more visual stuff. I'm starting to feel the energy. As I focus more on it, it starts to come in. Also, once again, I put a lot of frankincense oil on because that tends to increase my frequency, cleanse and purify it, so the information that comes through is the highest and best. And that's always my hope, is that the information is the highest and best for those who hear it, and it brings them some level of healing or peace or love that would benefit them. So I think that's it. I'm going to start to tune into the energy and then begin. All right, Jane?
Sounds great. I'll be on mute if you need me. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. All right. So I'm starting to tune into the energy. And I'm feeling the presence I hear of Creator God, the Father, the One, the Spirit, the Native Americans call Great Spirit. This is a very powerful energy, and it's coming in very quickly. So it's taken me a while to kind of feel it. So the Father Creator is associated with the golden harmonics, beautiful golden energy. And there's been a lot of golden energy around lately. This is of the highest frequency light that I work with, is that gold energy. And also I like the white diamond light too. I feel it's very high. But there's something that I, in all the channeling I've done, that gold light is associated with Father, Creator, God. And that's what's coming through. And I'm hearing, starting to hear words. So as I hear the words, I'm going to say it. My dear children, I am here this evening to remind you that you are my child of the light, a child of divinity. You are entering into a time on your planet in the ascension process, in your awareness, that you are starting to open up to the highest energies from heaven. It is here that I stand. It is here that I am the I am. I have such a powerful energy, for I am the creator of all, and you are my children, and I have an everlasting flow of love for you that is of infinity. For you see, I created you in the mirror image of me. You are a fractal, a divine spark, a glowing ember of divinity, of light, of love that I created. These are within you. And these are you. I have encrypted within your being a signature of energy, your name,
in your DNA fibers. This is vibrating in a way that is unique because you are unique. I have created all my children, one different from the other, so I may live through you, through your experiences. You understand this, please. There is so much love within you. I want you to remember this. I want you to remember my name, my word, my truth that flows within you on the divine field of harmonics that vibrates on your DNA, that vibrates in the field of infinite consciousness that you are connected to. I stand atop a mountain, singing this beautiful song, this divine harmonic that begins to vibrate the fibers of your DNA to align with me, this beautiful song of creation that is you. You are part of my creation, and you are so very loved. And I want you to remind you of this because so many have forgotten your relationship with me, the divine father of all, the one. We are intimately connected, for I am within you. I am within every cell. I am within every molecule. I'm within the tissues, the organs, the blood that flows within your body. I am the energy that you are. I am the I am. And I am liquid gold consciousness of the truth, of the light, of the way. So many of you have forgotten me. So many of you were lost for so long. Now is the time to return to me, to the field of infinite consciousness, the golden light, the golden wheat, the harvest of light. You are here with me on this infinite field, vibrating in universal consciousness. This is my wish for you, that you remember to be with me in this field and walk with me in the land of milk and honey flowing, everlasting, always with you, with divine love, divine peace. I am here with you. You must take the time to seek the kingdom within you, to remember me, to reconnect with me, and to find the infinite supply of love that I've given to all of my children of the light. I have granted each of you a unique set of talents that only you have. This is why the signature, the energetic fingerprint I have encrypted within your DNA, differs amongst you. And I know you each by the signature. I know you each by the talents that you have and the gifts that I have given you. I know you each by the love that you have. I know of all of your struggles, your hardships that you have. Please, I ask you to give them to me. Leave them at your doorstep, and I will take them from you so that you may live the life that I intended for you, a life of joy, a life of great abundance, a life that is so very blessed. For it is my desire that you live a life of happiness, that you live a life of love, that you remember who you are, the I am, that I am. We are one on the infinite field. You stand with me there. Please remember what it's like to be with me in the golden joy, the golden light of billions of suns all around you and everywhere. And there is no worry when you are with me. There is no fear. There are no hardships. There is no suffering. There is only love. There is only joy. There is only peace. So this golden energy that is upon your planet right now is filling your energy field, and it is reminding you that you are me, and I am you, and we are one. So I ask you to remember this golden frequency, and I ask you to feel it entering your energy field and filling you up. Because when my light does this,
when these harmonics fill you, it opens up the doorway. It's like a key, turning a lock and opening it so that you remember you are a child of mine. You are a child of light. You are a child of love. That is what is occurring now on your planet. My children, humanity, are beginning to remember that they are of me. And more of you are starting to look within and spending time in the quietude, in the sanctum of your heart, where you will find me, where that key will open the door. It will turn that lock, and you open the door, and you will see me there, a golden, resplendent, magnificent being of light, that I am and that you are, because you are of me. So I ask you to remember your magnificence. I ask you to remember your great, infinite love that you have, because it is from me, and my love is everlasting, infinite. I am the Alpha and the Omega. I am the beginning, the end, and all that is in between. I am the great I am. And I am here to remind you that you are my child. You are of me, and you are so very dearly loved. Father, Creator God. Okay, Jane, that is the channeling. Jane, are you there still?
I am, and what a channeling that was. Wow.
Thank you. I have to say the energy on that, like I felt like I wasn't even here. It was super strong, so it was harder for me to get the words out, because when I write, like I still feel a little bit out of it, to be honest. But when I do my channelings and I for my messages on Twitter, Father Creator God's energy is so powerful, and that's the one that I have to edit the most. You know, I'll take all the information down, and then I'll write it down. But there's a lot of like kind of holes in it sometimes, because it's an energy that's so strong and such high frequency that sometimes it kind of fades out a little bit. So I have to go back into the energy and kind of feel it and fill in the gaps again. So it's the most powerful of all the energy I get, and a little bit channeling. So if I sound a little bit out of it, that's why.
Yeah, I'd imagine it'd be a bit difficult. Not difficult, but an adjustment for sure to have that energy surging through you like that.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Magnificent is the word that keeps popping into my head. Well, Joanne, I mean, I don't know how much more we can say. You know, I mean, that was... fantastic. I can't even
okay.
say anything else.
Okay. I know.
So,
and I
thank you.
Okay, thank you, Jane. Yeah, I think that's good. It's a good note to end on.
I agree. So I will talk to you soon and see you in a couple of weeks. So thank you so much. And good night, everybody. Have a great
thank
evening.
Thank you. Good
Take
night.
Care.
Bye.